This evening we are blessed with the presence of our beloved Very Reverend Father Michael Hatcher, Co-Episcopos. Hatcher is presently serving as the Vicar of St. Gregorio's Orthodox Mission Church of Spokane in Washington. And at this time, I invite Hatcher to lead us in the devotional message for this evening.
Yes. Abba Kamor, grant us, O Lord God, the knowledge of your divine words, and fill us with the understanding of your holy gospel, the richness of your divine gifts, the endowments of your Holy Spirit, and grant us with joy that we may keep your commandments, perform and fulfill your will, and become worthy of your blessings and mercies. From you, our Lord and our God, now and forever. Amen. Well, I'm very happy to be here tonight and to be able to say something about the divine presence. I want to begin by reading something from Psalm 139 and verses 7 through 12. That's Psalm 139, verses 7 through 12. Where can I go from your spirit, or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall fall on me, even the night shall be light about me. Indeed, the darkness shall not hide from you, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to you. Father DiGiustaria told me that he wanted me to speak on the divine presence, I was very happy, because I think that nobody should be more aware of the divine presence in this world than Orthodox Christians. Everything about our faith and our tradition points to the overwhelming and profound presence of God. We say that God is everywhere, and this is true, but we're not pantheists. We don't say that God is equally present in a rock as he is in the holy gifts in the altar during the Holy Corbana. Orthodox theologians sometimes distinguish between God's essence and his energies when they deal with this problem of God being everywhere. Now this, while accurate, gets a little too heavy for a simple talk on an evening like this. So let me simplify things by saying that we realize that God is present to us in different ways. We know that God created the world and that we exist because of him. But we also know that God comes to us in very special ways through the church. The divine presence is really what the sacraments or mysteries are all about. Through the sacraments of the church, we receive sanctifying grace, which is to say, we receive something of God's life in us in order to help make us holy. So when we are baptized and chrismated, God's grace comes into our souls to strengthen us, to help prepare us for what we must do, to make us children of God by adoption. And it's a good thing to remember at this time, you know, of Great Lent, a time of repentance, that one of the ways we can experience God's presence is through the sacrament of Holy Confession. What an excellent thing to do at this time of year, and to really put ourselves into the presence of God by dealing with what we are, with our own sinfulness, with our own frailty, with our own failures. Perhaps the most dramatic form of the divine presence is the one we should be prepared for most often, that is, receiving the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the Holy Eucharist. This is the most dramatic encounter with God that we can have in this life. To think that the risen Lord's glorified body and blood are within me for a few moments when I receive Holy Communion is simply astounding. What a great gift. And yet, because we're so used to this great gift, we often don't realize what is happening. God is really present in the most profound way, and yet we frequently don't spend any time or energy reflecting on what he's given us. One of the most important things that we can is to spend a few moments on a regular basis reflecting on the divine presence in our life. There's so many things about our Orthodox world that remind us of the presence of God. That's why when we go even into the church building, into the temple, You know, we cross ourselves. We, you know, we say a prayer. We realize that God is there in a special way. And God is all around us everywhere, of course, but then, you know, like I said, different ways he's present to us. But it's so important that we're aware that God is with us. So important that we're aware of that. I hope that we can do this, especially during Great Lent, so that we're aware of how God walks with us every day. Even though we may not be fully aware, God is certainly fully aware of us. We should give thanks to him at all times for his presence in our lives. Unto our Lord Jesus Christ be glory, thanks, and blessings for his living words to us. Unto his Father who sent him for our salvation, and to his living and life-giving Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.